joined with some special guests today. It's me and the girls, and we're just getting back from seeing the Michael movie. Yes, we had to see it. Our brother Bruce emailed, and he done seen it 3 times, so you know I had to go check this thing out. Honestly, fam, I give this movie 2 thumbs down. Why do I say that? Because I did not like the way that they demonized Joe Jackson.
Michael! Ha, there he is, boy. You know, I was thinking about framing this right here. You know what? You might help me read it real quick. Check it out for me. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. What'd that say? Your mother put you up to this, didn't she? Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let you remember where you came from. You understand, my boy? Because you're going to learn. All right? I want you to remember where you came from, boy.
Oh, no. Not again. Shut up, Joe.
It was a whole freaking nightmare. Number one, the actor looked horrific. Number two, they overdid his abusive behaviors with this belt. And I said, this is just crazy. Everybody knows that Joe Jackson invested his money, his time into turning these boys into celebrities, which most fathers, especially back then, wouldn't even took the time to do that. He invested money teaching them dance moves and steps, buying them costumes, you know, getting them on different shows. And I just feel like the establishment is always trying to make their father just look terrible. What are your thoughts?
He lived in a time when he was younger where people were being hanged, called the N-word. When you go through a lot of that trauma, you're not going to come out okay, you know? So I do believe some of the things he did was bad, but it wasn't that bad because at the end of the day, his daughters still wanted to get married.
Yep,
they still loved their father.
That's true.
They even got him a yacht, I think.
Yep. And I noticed even throughout the movie, too, how, you know, Michael was obsessed with animals. I'm obsessed with animals. So I guess maybe he had a kindred spirit. But I noticed that Joe never said,
no, you're not bringing that stuff in this house. No, Bubbles can't come up in here.
He let him have a giraffe. He had a llama. He had all types of animals in the backyard. And an abusive parent would not have allowed him to have any animals. He probably would have beat the animals and threw them off the property. So what are your thoughts? How do you feel about it?
Especially when it comes to brown parents and stuff, they love to make us look bad. They love to demonize us, and they love to come in at the end as the white savior.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's go a little bit deeper into the trauma, because even though I know Joe had good intentions, he just didn't go about some things, maybe not the right way, for his son to be that upset with him, even as an adult. Remember the scene where he was just too scared to tell him that he was going to fire him? He wants somebody else to tell Joe he was going to be fired. So that means that he was afraid of him.
And like another thing I want to touch on is that I don't like how people on social media keep trying to make jokes about it. I feel like that's a very insensitive thing to do, because that stuff is real, you know?
Make you feel to see Joe with that belt?
Scared.
You got scared. How about you? You were scared too, that belt.
Yeah, I was very scared. I had to look away and close my ears.
Yeah, because see, I never beat y'all, so y'all never had to worry about the belt. But see, I grew up, at the time I grew up, a lot of black parents had belts and they had switches. And my mom would get switches and beat us with switches, extension cords, belts. The baby boomers, they discipline very different than the way the children are disciplined today. I always felt like I don't need to put my hands on y'all to correct you. I can talk to you and you'll correct your behavior. But from their generation, that's how they were raised. They were raised to be beaten with whips and all types of stuff. So I can't understand how that can be a very traumatic experience, because I went through it myself as a child. But the way they were raised, they were taught, spare the rod, spoil the child. Now, some of these knuckleheads, I will say, you got knuckleheads that if you don't beat them, they gonna cut up. All right, I know some people who they never got a beating in their life and they're terrible. But I could tell Michael was a gentle soul. He was the kind of child, you didn't have to beat him, you could talk to him. Mm-hmm. He lived like kind of like in a dream world. And he idolized his brothers and even his father. So I believe if he would have just talked to him, like you see his mother talked to him, and he loved his mother. His father, again, I think that's just that generation. But you're right. They shouldn't be minimizing trauma on social media. That's terrible.
Yeah, but I feel like every kid is different. You got to use on a different approach. A belt, you shouldn't use a belt on everybody.
Right. I agree. Now, some of these people, they need a belt. You know, some of them, you can tell they ain't never been whooped in their life. Like these kids going in these classrooms, turning stuff over and fighting the teachers, then you might need a belt. But somebody gentle like little Michael, you ain't even need no belt with Michael. Just talk to Michael. And then I noticed how he kept telling him, look me in the eye. And remember, he couldn't look him in the eye. He was always fidgeting, moving. Mm-hmm. That's nervousness.
Mm-hmm. That was his way of trying to work off his nerves.
Right. Yeah, so we do know, you're right, he did have a lot of trauma. Like how he was looking out the window and he saw the other kids playing. And he wanted to play, but he couldn't because he had to rehearse. He had to practice. Hey girl, but again, to whom much is given, much is required. The other kids got to play, but the other kids probably still in the hood. Versus Michael didn't get to play when he was younger, but when he grew up, he was a multimillionaire, and he got to play as much as he wanted to, and he had his own roller coaster in the backyard, okay? So it's all in how you look at it. I'm so glad at your age that you were able to see that, you know, because I remember watching the Jackson movie they did maybe about 15, 20 years ago, and number one, I think the first movie was made more by our people. This movie was obviously created by the establishment, because even the scene where they had where he wanted the nose job and the white doctor says, I don't think there's anything wrong with your nose. And he says, it is too big. You know, good and got darn well that was would have been in reverse. Because when he wanted to cross over and leave Motown and go over to the white stations, MTV, and trying to attract all these other groups, I already know they told him, you're going to have to change your image. But they flopped that around and made it seem like he didn't accept himself and he didn't like himself and he saw something wrong with himself. Because you know, whenever you go into these different industries, they always try to tell you that they want you to have a certain image. And remember the scene where he came back with the first nose job and Joe Jackson was like,
what did you do to yourself? What's going on? What's happening?
He didn't lay hands on him. He didn't put him down. He just shook his head and walked off. Mm-hmm. So if he was that abusive, an abusive parent is going to be abusive in all aspects, is what I'm trying to say. Not just when it comes to disciplining you in order for you to get your lessons and to do your work. They're going to be abusive on every aspect. And that's good what you notice, too, how all his daughters got married. Mm-hmm. Most young girls who are raised by an abusive father, especially, they don't want to get married. So the fact that all of them got married, including all the sons got married, and then a lot of them all lived together in that mansion for many years, that shows that they had a very close-knit family. And that's going to start with the parents.
Another topic that I want to touch on is that in the movie, it seems like everybody lived in like a family compound or in that house. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if he was really as violent as they said he was, nobody would want to live with him.
Exactly. Exactly. You're right. I noticed that too. And I saw some clips on TikTok with one of the nephews who grew up in that compound. And he was talking about the racism that they went through and how the neighbors would be calling them the N-word and all this stuff until they figured out who they were, like when they would see him around the area. And he was mentioning how close their family is and how much love is within the family. In order for you to have that kind of love and closeness in your family, that means that they learned that from somewhere. Now, granted, the mother was very sweet. She was like a little pudding pop. But again, the father was there. Like, I saw one clip that they had of an old family get together where they had a birthday party for Joe Jackson. And they bought him a boat. And they had, like, clowns come in. And they were doing magic shows. You know, they did so much stuff together. And even in those clips, he wasn't being mean and nasty. He looked like a sweet old man. So I think, again, like you said, it's somebody else on the outside looking in, and they're trying to show you their perception of what they saw when they saw that Jackson family. But you have to look beyond what they're showing you and look at the telltale signs. Look at what's really going on, because, again, if your father's abusive, you ain't gonna want to live in no compound with him. Mm-hmm. And he got the belt. Every time you turn on, the belt pops out. So that's a good observation.
And I don't know, like, how many of the Jackson family had hands in the movie. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would have been nice to see more of the in-depth moments in their lives. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, the sweeter ones.
Yes, the intimate moments.
Yes, because I felt like it was touching on more about him wanting to go solo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, get away from the family, do his own thing.
But see, that's the other thing, too. The movie was called Michael. It wasn't called The Jacksons.
Yeah, that too.
You know, and I noticed that they did that to that family a lot. Like, because you got to think, they started out as The Jackson Five. A close-knit group. And then all of a sudden, and I think, again, that's the establishment, they got into Michael's head. And they wanted him to go solo. And then he went off and ventured off by himself. And there's nothing wrong with you going off by yourself, but I still say, because of the way they were raised, I think that he should have done more with his brothers. Like, I was happy to see the ending of this one where he did that last tour.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, Joe wanted him to keep touring. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he really should have been more with his family.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, made him have more interactions with his brothers, with his sister, with his mom. You know, like, maybe with everybody.
And it makes me wonder if that was part of the deal he signed. Where in order for him to get that stardom, he had to cut ties with Joe and the family.
And that would make sense, too, like, why Joe was so mad in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's understandable that he did fire him. So, he would be mad about that, too. But it seems like in one of the scenes, he was yelling at him and telling him that you're trying to cut off this entire family, essentially.
Yes.
Because I thought if it was just about him getting fired, he would have just talked more about that.
Right, exactly. Because, again, that's the way he raised them. He raised them that they were all one. We're a team. If one person make it, we all make it. You know, that's how they were raised. So whenever he got all this money and all this fame, it's almost like he just turned his back on his brothers. And he went off on his own. Because, see, by the time I was born in 79, and remember in the movie, he didn't really hit that big stardom until like 81, 82.
Yeah.
So I was 2-3 years old by the time he was this superstar. I didn't even really know about the Jackson 5, because the Jackson 5s were back before I was born. So I used to have to watch old 70s shows. And then I realized, oh, that's Michael Jackson. He had a whole family of brothers that used to sing with him, which is what I think the establishment wanted. They did the same thing with Destiny's Child. They were a group. Next thing you know, Beyonce's off by herself, and she cuts off her father. Same deal. So I think that's what they make them do. If you want this superstardom and you want to cross over to the general public, all of a sudden you got to fire your parents because they don't want you to get generational wealth. Which that brings us into these kids that Michael had, which I'm sure they're going to go into that in part two. Because remember, I think you were telling me some guy on TikTok was saying, there's no way those are his kids. Those kids don't look anything like Michael.
I feel like, too, like, you remember Jermaine's son that played Michael in the movie?
Yeah, Jafar.
Like, they would have looked more like him.
Right, exactly. Because the man determines the race. And Michael was a darker brown-skinned brother. So them kids, you right, should look like Jafar or some of them other cousins that we see in the pictures. So something's not right with these kids. Hopefully they'll reveal what happened in part two. But again, I don't think I'm going to go see part two. What do y'all think? Y'all going to see part two?
Nah, I'm good. No. Because I feel like in part two, all they're probably going to do is just make it like he didn't love his family. He just cuts them off. And then this whole white family comes in, takes him as their son, basically.
Right.
And suddenly, he feels love. Because right. That's what they do with a lot of our brown stars. They always got to add a white hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%. I see that's where it's going. Now, one thing I will say I did learn by watching the movie, I didn't know that he was going to the hospitals and volunteering with the children. I think that was very nice that they did show that aspect. He would spend time reading to them and talking to them, and then how he took all the money he made off of one of his concerts and donated it to one of the hospitals. I thought that was a nice gesture there. So I guess there were some good highlights, but I just didn't like the way they portrayed the family. I think they did them dirty. We kind of already knew that since the movie was called Michael. So we knew they were going to be focusing specifically on him. But I had you to myself. So again, I just didn't like the way that they made Joe look bad, which they always do. They always got to demonize whoever helps that black star get to where they are. They're going to make them look bad. And then they kind of tried to make all of the white producers and the white attorneys and even the guy who was of a fairer complexion, that was his bodyguard. They made them look more positive. But if you go back and look at the movie consciously, it was Joe Jackson that told that bodyguard,
"You protect Michael with your life."
So obviously he cared about his son. And I think that's important for people to remember. When you're watching these movies, you have to watch these movies consciously. Because if you don't, if you just take them for face value, they'll be programming you with whatever the establishment wants you to believe. Which is why I believe Janet didn't want anything to do with this movie. I noticed in the movie, Janet wasn't there and Rebe wasn't there. They only had LaToya in the movie.
And also, I feel like when you watch the movie, the whole perspective feels like you're watching it from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Not really from like the family's lives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very bland.
Yes.
And flat.
Yep. I agree 100%. Like I said, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way they portrayed Michael. They made him seem like he was like very childish, very immature. He only wanted to watch cartoons, watch movies, and play with animals. And we know that's not true because so many black women have come forth saying they used to date Michael. They went on dates with him. They didn't even portray him having any interest in women. Remember the scene when the brothers were all going out that night? And they were talking about how they had dates. Michael wanted to go play Twister with Bubbles. So again, you're right. This is all done from somebody else's perspective. And I don't think it's 100% factual at all. Part one is dealing with black Michael or brown Michael. Part two is going to go into the milk of Michael that popped up on the second half of his life. Which I honestly don't believe that was the real Michael at all. So I already know I'm not going to see part two. But part one to me was a disappointment because I just don't think it really portrayed him accurately. I just don't. In my spirit, I just didn't agree with it. What are y'all thoughts?
I wanted to touch back on that nose subject again, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
How I know they're lying about that is because I came across a video on TikTok of him saying he loved black women. Meaning, why would he change his nose? Because he loves black people and he loves his people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know they are lying about that.
Yeah, they lying. They always lying in movies because, again, it's all about propaganda. And they have to always turn the focus away from the person of color and onto somebody else, you know? Like, I felt like they should have took more time showing his life when he was with Motown. They just left Motown. Now, he was with Motown since he was, what, 5 or 6 until he was darn near 20? So most of his career, he was with Motown. Then he went over to I don't know if it was Sony or who was producing him, but the white producers. Once he left Joe Jackson and went with them, he only had a few hits like Beat It, Bad, Thriller, you know, a couple of these songs. And then it's like, in my opinion, his career fizzled out. Like, once he came back out looking different, he fizzled out. At least I know within the black community he did, because he became more or less a laughing stock.
Whatever happened to pimps, man? What if Michael Jackson was a pimp? Should be him and Tito be riding around in a Cadillac and shit? Slow down, Tito. Slow down, Tito. Damn. Is that my hoe over there sitting on the curb? Let me out. Come here, girl. I said, come here, girl. What my money? How much you got? Mike, I'm sorry. All I got is $100 bill. Girl, you've been out here all day and all you got is $100 bill? Ah! Keep it in the closet.
And he crossed over to all those other groups. So, in my opinion, they should have focused more on Motown and the people who were instrumental in his career early on, because that's when he was the most popular. Time y'all were born, y'all ain't even know about no Michael Jackson. You know, most people thought, I know y'all generation probably thought he was white.
I never thought he was white, because, I mean, let's think about it. White people, they can't make songs like that. They can't put feeling, emotion into it. The way he did it, when he sung, it was like he was a god.
Mm-mm.
When he sung.
That's how you felt. So you could feel the power in his voice, even though he looked white.
No, not the white one, the brown
one. Okay, so you said something about the brown Michael. Okay, yeah. Like I said, this movie mostly was about the black Michael. But again, I give it 2 thumbs down. I think that it could have been done a lot better. I think that having Janet and Rebe and some of the other people's input probably would have given it a much better storyline, because whoever was behind this, which I was through the rumor mill, I heard that wasn't it Jermaine?
I think so.
Jermaine and that son. And it's some beef between him. It was or whatever between him and Michael. So that's probably why the story didn't go quite right. Because you got to remember, anytime somebody don't like you and they make a movie about you, it's not going to be right. Okay, let's just be real. It's not, because it's coming from their perspective of you.
That's why the movie felt like it was from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Yes. What do you guys think overall? What would you score it?
I would give it like maybe a 5.5.
Out of what?
Out of 10.
Okay, what about you? What do you say?
I probably wouldn't really give it a high score. It would be pretty low. Maybe like a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they did an awful job portraying him.
I agree 100%. I think that the real Michael had more depth to him than what they portrayed. What they showed in this movie, in my opinion, was the stereotype. It's what they wanted us to believe he was like. You know, real silly, childlike, you know, hating his father. Because I think, like you said, that's what they saw instead of looking from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And I do think, again, they did Joe dirty. They did him real dirty in this movie, y'all. There was a scene, remember, where he said,
"It's no I, it's us, it's the family, it's the Jacksons."
He was trying to build togetherness. Where today you see the narcissistic parent, they're going to have the golden child and they're going to have the scapegoat. He never had the golden child or the scapegoat. He had a group. He wanted all of them to move together as one, which is why I believe they were so successful. And I think what really hurt them was when all of them just took off and went their own ways. Like LaToya took off, Janet took off, Michael took off. The brothers, their career just kind of fizzled out. I think because, again, the establishment only let us go so far unless we sign these contracts and get under them so that they can control and make all the money and steal everything. But again, that's our opinion. Two thumbs down. Don't go see it. If you haven't seen it, just wait till it comes out on regular TV so that you're not disappointed the way that I was. Would not go to see that. I think that, again, the real Michael deserved better. They did him dirty, and they definitely did Joe terrible. From baby, and ooh, won't you take me back? Got a way you want to be, baby. Tender pony, you got to be. Spark my nature, sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city light. When the night is the love and pain, let me take it to the max. I want to love you. Young thing, you
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.